Three, two, one, action! Welcome back! Oh, I'm stretching as I do my intro. Welcome back to DDDS, everybody. As always, I am joined with my three friends.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Last time, you guys, you almost
hold,
all died.
Hold.
Oh my
god. Who the fuck is crunching right now?
Oh, you can hear that? Sorry.
Yeah. You have a lot better of a microphone, remember that?
That's great.
We keep that in the intro?
We gotta
keep that in the intro.
Yeah, all right.
So, last time, you guys almost died, which was pretty cool. Not really, but you guys found the hunter. You found the hunter. You saved the hunter. As you guys were leaving the enemy encampment, when you got back to the main road that would lead to Leowyn, you were meted with the head of the guard. And behind him were five followers of Reverly, I believe it was. So you guys had a big fight. It was pretty close of a battle, but you guys did come out victorious. And then you made your way back to Leowyn, and you took the hunter to Vila's house, who is the town healer of Leowyn. We left off with Gris and Nasala. Nasala was helping Vila with the surgery on the hunter. Gris decided he needed to take a nice relaxing, just needed to relax after everything that happened, and went out on Vila's porch, which sits over the water, so it's a very nice little spot. And Vila also told him to have as much booze and food as he would like. So he took a crate of some bottles of liquor outside, sat down, and just started to relax. Reed decided he wanted to go to the inn for a drink, so that's where he went to. And Feltvindar headed to Reed to... I'm not sure exactly why you were going. Maybe just to get Reed? I don't
remember. Yeah, exactly. I was to tell him that we found his wife, who's now taking care of him, and then that we may regroup here at the house.
Yes. So
and maybe rekindle your friendship.
Yeah, there was something like that.
Yeah, you guys had a little tussle about some books in the torture room where you guys found the hunter. So I think we'll pick up with Reed entering into the inn, and we'll just go from there. So Reed, you walk into the inn. Of course, the same bartender's sitting there, and he looks up to you. He's, oh, yeah. Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you. Give me your strongest alcohol right now. I'll pay whatever I want for it. We found the hunter.
Oh, you found the hunter, you said?
Yeah, well, he's then. Not looking good. Same as me.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. Let me, of course, let me get some. And he walks back behind like a door, and you don't see where he goes. And he comes back out with two bottles that are pretty dusty. And he says, this is the strongest liquor I have. And, well... here you go. And he puts both the bottles down. And he says, I do not require any payment. Thank you for rescuing the hunter. Drinks are on me tonight.
Well, let me say this. He was not looking great. We brought him to his lover, the healer thingy outside of town, right?
Yeah, Fila.
Yes, he was unconscious the entire time. And we kind of killed the guard captain.
Well, killed the guard captain, you said.
Yeah, turns out he was kind of in league with the guys that kidnapped him.
I knew there was something not right with that guard captain.
Something about a cult. The cult. Others can tell you more. They'll tell you more about when they get here. I'm just too sore for this shit now.
Well, if there's anything else I can get you, just let me know. And he like walks over. Two other guys walked up to the bar, and he goes over and like takes their orders and stuff.
I will start uncorking the bottle and pour me a drink.
So I'd say probably after you're like done with your first drink, maybe your second drink, Feltvindar walks through the door.
And Feltvindar, once he sees Reed, walks up to him and says, hey Reed, We found the wife of the hunter and she's taking care of him now. However, he will need some rest and she's doing some surgery.
You want a glass?
Sure, why not?
Just to warn you, it's strong, apparently.
Pour him a glass and give it to him.
So it's an Argonian brand, is it?
I don't know. I just know it's good shit.
Well, that's enough, I guess. And then we will down the glasses.
Right. Cheers. I'm too tired for this shit.
So, how this is going to go, it's going to take, I'll just tell you straight up, it's going to take about 2 days for results for the hunter to see if he lives or dies. So you guys have some time to do heal up, rest. Right now, it's pretty late in the day. It's probably, I want to say around 5 to 6 p.m. So you guys can stay at Vila's house or you can obviously stay at the inn, but that's up to you.
Reed is not going to go to Vila's house. He's just going to stay at the inn.
Okay. And you will have to buy another room because if I remember correctly, you guys said you were going to pay night to night and yes. You've already stayed one night. So you will have to buy another room.
Yes.
Or the same room, I would say.
Barkeep.
Ah, yes.
Can I extend my room for a night?
Of course.
Also, let's extend all our rooms.
Okay.
Let's say 3 days might work.
Did you want the same room that was the 30 gold a night, or do you want smaller rooms?
Let's make it a little bit smaller.
All right. Well, for the smaller rooms, it's 15 gold a night.
Sure. That's fine.
All right. You hand him his gold. He takes it. He gives you a new key to one of the rooms, and you have some rooms now at the end. Smaller rooms. They have like 2 beds each in them instead of the big room you guys rented that had 5.
Okay.
All right. So we'll kind of leave you guys sitting at the bar drinking. And as a few hours go by, we'll go back over to Gris at Vila's house. Nasala finally walks out to where you are, Gris, and takes a seat in the empty chair. She says, "Whoo!" And her hands are covered in blood. There's some blood like on her cheek. She's, you know, she was knocked unconscious. So, you know, she's probably not doing so good. And then on top of that, had to help with the surgery. So she's fucking tired. So she sits down in the chair. Oh, well, Vila is pretty confident that the hunter's going to live. Just needs some rest. Can I have a glass of that?
Yeah, sure.
Or a bottle, actually? Give me a bottle.
Oh, I was going to do that anyway. Chris takes out the bottle, opens it, hands it to her.
And she like takes like a couple seconds of gulps and then puts it down. She's like, "Oh God, that was a close fight."
Yeah. Been a while since I was that close to death. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, I've never been that close to death. It was kind of scary, but at least we don't have to worry about that head guardsman anymore.
Yeah, but I think maybe next time we listen to Reed and maybe run.
Yeah, that was probably the smarter idea, but I mean, who knows? He could have turned out worse if we ran and not fought.
I mean, yeah, that battle could have gone either way. But gotta think, if that hadn't have happened, and obviously if we'd have got back to the house and he'd have had more people with him, then, yeah, no.
That's what I'm saying.
I think that was the best outcome happened.
I wonder if we should, like, report that to the king and queen. Like, their head guardsman's dead now. Like, somebody's definitely going to know that he's missing.
Let's wait till he's stable and not going to die. And then maybe even wait for him to be like a witness to obviously the captain, and all of us can take it to the higher ups.
Yeah, I mean, if we just leave and then somebody finds out we killed the captain, that might be kind of bad for us. We might get some bounties on our head.
Knowing the hunter's known in town, so he's got a good reputation, and the captain of guard had a bad reputation, then I think using him as a character witness, saying we basically saved him from death, pretty much. Yeah. So it's just one of them things.
Well, I am going to go clean myself up. I'm covered in blood, and then I'm going to go to bed. I am fucking exhausted. And she gets up and walks back into the house and leaves out the front door with some like fresh clothes she got from Vila, and like walks down to a hidden area along the river and, you know, does her thing, gets clean, then heads back and passes out for the night. I'll leave it up to you guys. I mean, if you guys want to do anything or just go to bed for the night, it's up to you.
Yeah, so Chris is such a gentleman that he doesn't want to peek on her.
I was wondering.
I mean, Chris is aware of the situation, and he would happily go take a you know, a little cheeky peek if he could, but his legs don't work. He's too tired.
Yeah,
he's a little bit broken.
Definitely. Yeah, everybody's really fucked up right now, so nobody really has the strength to do anything.
So Gris is going to finish as many bottles as he can before he passes out.
All right.
I'd say that's about 12 bottles, maybe more. Maybe more. Half the crate.
I'll just say you drink the crate. There was probably only about 12 bottles to begin with, and you gave one to Nasala, so you just drank the crate. Sure. Roll a constitution check.
Wow.
See how hungover you are in the morning.
I mean, I'm going to say my rolls are probably not going to be good, so it's going to be like...
You don't know that.
Yeah, that's very true.
Just roll. Roll a constitution check. Okay, so you wake up the next morning with a horrible hangover. Reed and Phil Vindar, do you guys want to do anything before you go to bed for the night?
Nope.
Okay. Not really.
The two bottles.
Yeah, as I was saying, and Phil Vindar, did you continue to drink with him throughout the night?
Yes.
Okay, both of you roll constitution saves.
We're all going to be hungover the next day. Is this going to be the hangover?
Hungover as fuck.
We're all going to wake up in like
fucking... Vindar, you're feeling pretty crisp, pretty good. You don't feel too hungover.
That's good.
It's one of those hangover situations. We all wake up in Helgen. We don't know what went on. retrace our steps.
All right. It is the next day. It's morning time. Again, if you guys want to do anything, it's up to you. If not, we can just skip this day as well, saying you guys rest up.
I need to buy supplies.
All right.
But this goddamn hangover. Well, gonna need some things. Phil and I, are you gonna need anything?
I might stop by the Mage's Guild again.
Sure, you do whatever you want there. I can't get in there anyway. I'll be in the market if you need me.
All right, see you later.
All right, so Reed, you get to the market. You know where it is from the last time you went. Is there anything in particular you are...
Okay, so I have a list that I forgot at home, but I remember some of it. I need arrows.
Okay.
I need another bag of ball bearings.
Okay.
I need a climber's kit.
Okay. A what?
A climber's kit.
Okay.
So, like, with that has rope, pitons, grappling hooks and stuff like that in it.
Okay.
And I think, I need chalk. I need a journal, and I need something to write with in that journal.
All right, perfect. You could definitely get all of those things in Leowen. So as you walk out, you are greeted with a thunder strike in the sky, and it is getting ready to rain. It's not raining yet, but you could probably get the sense that it's going to start raining here in an hour or less. So you make your way over to the market, and you see the common trader would have all of these things. So you walk into the store and you're meted with a woman, a Breton woman. She says, oh, good day. You here to buy some wares?
Yes, in fact, I'm looking for certain items. Would you be any, would you know that if you had a climber kit, arrows, some chalk, a journal, and something to write in with in that journal with, and a bag of ball bearings?
Bag of ball bearings. Yeah, let me just go grab these things for you real fast. And you kind of start seeing her walk around the store and pick up some things, and she's gets to like a barrel full of arrows, and she says, "I only have like standard arrows. Are those okay?"
That's fine. Fine.
Okay. She, you know, grabs like a, they come in like a pouch or whatever the fuck, and gets back up and she starts doing like some calculations. She says, "Well, for all of this, it'll be, let me see here, 50 septums."
How many arrows are there?
They come in packs of 30.
Okay, that's good. So wonderful. Okay, so 50, you said?
Yes.
Let's make that 47.
Roll a persuasion check.
Well, there it is. That is a 6.
She says, how about 48?
Okay, 48.
All right. You hand her the gold, and then she's like, do you want the stuff in like a bag or...
Nah, I got my own bag. That's fine.
Okay. All right. Felvindar, what are you doing?
Yeah, I go into the house of the Mages Guild again and try to speak again to the High Elf Master who I spoke to earlier.
Yes. Yeah, so he's obviously there. By the time you get there, it starts raining pretty heavily outside. It's definitely thunderstorms weather today. You walk in and God, what was his voice like? Fuck.
It wasn't pretty.
Was it something like that?
I don't think that was his voice, but okay, go with it.
Pretty normal one, I think. Maybe a bit old. Yeah, an old elf voice. It was.
Okay, hold on. Witcher. God damn it.
Witcher, it's you.
Right, Witcher, it's you, my friend, Witcher. The master elf looks up and sees you and says, oh, welcome back. How are you doing today?
A bit wet from the weather outside, but I'm doing fine. How about you?
Oh, it's lovely. Yes, it is. Looks like we're having some rainstorms, pretty good rainstorms today. And he like kind of looks out the window and up at the sky as he says that. What brings you in here today?
I was wondering if you might still have some spell books for sale.
Let me see what we got. And you guys both walk over to like the little book display case that you bought your first three. And the spell of Frost Atronaut is still there. There is, give me 1 second, a couple new books.
Oh, that's what I was hoping for.
Just two, so there's three books in total.
Okay.
Give me 1 second.
Why do I picture the guy from Resident Evil? What are you buying?
So there is there's the Frost Atronaut spell, which you recognize immediately because it still hasn't been bought yet.
Mm-hmm.
There is a... I'll just do this. So we just got this new spell in. It's a pretty useful one. It's the spell of water breathing, and it's like a blue book. You know, after you cast the spell, you'll be able to breathe underwater for a bit of time. Then this one, he gestures to a green one. This one is called Revenant. You can reanimate a dead body that is...
Oh, Revenant, you mean?
Yeah, Revenant. If you were like, if you had to put all your like abilities on a sheet of paper and they had like these numbers next to them that were levels per se, you could cast this equal or higher to your current level.
Ooh.
That's the greatest non-metagaming description I've ever heard.
There's no way to describe the spell. It's literally you can reincarnate a dead body that is equal to or higher than the caster's mage level.
Yeah. So
and then of course we still have, nobody has bought the conjure frost atronaut as well.
Is it still 50 septims for each book, master?
Yes, these are all still 50 septims. They're all adapt level spells, so
I'm gonna take all of them.
Oh, all right. And he does the same thing. He uses his telekinesis to stack them properly and then tie a little, you know, some string around the sides for you in a bow. And then he says, is that all I can do for you today?
Yes, master. Thank you. You helped me a lot.
Thank you. And so you pay him. And all right. Gris, you're waking up. It's raining heavily on the at Vila's house as well, obviously.
Well, it's the city. The rain's obviously woken Gris up because he's still sleeping in the chair.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So he's literally sat there in the rain, and he's enjoying every moment of it. Yeah, he'd probably get up, go look for Naysala, see where she's at.
She back is in the house. Inside. She's inside, sitting at the table with Vila. The hunter is now in the bed, in Vila's bed. He looks to be doing all right, just really resting up. And Vila and Naysala are just sitting there. They're drinking something that seems to be hot. It's like a hot tea that they're drinking. Oh, good morning, Gris. Saw you fell asleep in the chair out there.
Yep. Got a little bit little bit dizzy this morning, not gonna lie.
Vila speaks up. Ah, well, this tea is a herbal tea. It'll fix you right up. Please join us. And she gestures to the third seat that's not occupied. Oh.
Yeah, Gris goes sit down at the
Yeah, she pours you a cup of tea and it is a very, it's a very herbalish tea, very foresty tasting, but it does seem to really just warm your whole body as you drink it. Fire is going. It's pretty pleasant in her house. It's actually very pleasant. You feel very relaxed and at ease.
So Gris will look over at the hunter in the bed and say, is he going to make it?
Yes. He just needs rest. Seems like he was tortured fairly badly.
Yeah, the place where we got him from wasn't great.
Where did you find him, just out of curiosity?
Are you aware of his hunting grounds, his camp he's got out there?
Well, of course. We spend a lot of time together.
So, it seems you walk a bit further through the bush, down some game trails, and it sort of opens up. And there seems to be a camp that's been set up there. And
that's interesting. Do you mean the old ruins?
Yeah. There seems to be a camp set up around the outside of the ruins.
It's interesting.
So we sort of went by, made our way through the camp, into the ruins, kind of had a little search around, and we came across him and a group of people that we had to dispatch. And then when we got out, we came back through the forest with him, and then there was the captain of the guard there with a bunch of guys, and they basically planned to kill us, and they nearly succeeded.
Well, I'm glad you guys made it out all right. Thank you so much for finding the hunter and saving him. I don't know. And she like looks over at him. Like, I don't know what life would be without him, honestly.
Yeah, no, you're, I was going to say you're welcome. But again, it seems that, what's the word I'm looking for here?
I don't know.
It seems our fates are intertwined, as it were. Like yes. You obviously needed to find him, and we also needed to find him for other reasons.
Oh, yes. Naysala has told me all about him. And makes a lot more sense now why you guys were able to. And Naysala kind of pipes up and says, Chris, I guess I should probably tell you who the hunter is now that I know who he is. I know him as Master Glendar. He was my father's mage, and he took care of me and trained me as a child to control my magic and how to fight to protect myself when my brothers were away. He also trained my brothers. My brothers would often tell me that they would leave to go see him, but they never told me where he moved away to. After my father died, he left the city, obviously, because my uncle didn't want him around anymore, and that was the last time I saw him. So this makes a lot of sense why Sapporo told me to come find the hunter.
So, if I understand correctly, your uncle, obviously, where are your brothers is what's really getting to me, because if they've come to find him and they've gone missing, and yet we've managed to find him there, like, I don't understand where your brothers could be.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm guessing the same people took them. I can't imagine anybody else wanting really to harm my brothers or anything like that, except for my uncle. And even then, like, I know my uncle's only supposed to be king until the oldest brother of us triplets becomes old enough, which is now. He should be king now. But obviously they went missing right before that time, right before he got, you know, took over responsibilities of Solitude as the king.
So if we work out a chain of events, so your brothers leave to come find the hunter, and then your uncle sides with the cult to remove them so he can remain king, I'm presuming. And then the hunter himself gets taken. So we really have no more leads to be able to find where your brothers have gone. Yeah, other than your uncle.
Until the hunter wakes up, maybe he'll have some more information. And Vila kind of steps into the conversation and says, well, Naesala, your brothers would come to see the hunter on occasion. And the last time they came after they left, when me and the hunter were having dinner one night, he was telling me some things about the brothers wanting him to look into the Imperial Trading Company. Something to do with something they're carrying on the ships and transporting. He sounded a little nervous about it, like he would almost have to sneak onto a ship or something along those lines, but that's all he really told me.
Didn't Sapporo sneak on a ship?
I think he did, or he either like broke into, if I remember correctly, he said he was like breaking into like the office building of the Imperial Trading Company and like seeing where ships were going and like the cargo they were holding. And because I know my brothers, that's what Sapporo said. So the brothers asked him to do the same thing, investigate the Imperial Trading Company.
So maybe that's our next lead.
I think it might. And Vila says, well, you know, it's funny that all you guys keep talking about the Imperial Trading Company, because right now at the docks in Leowyn, there is a Imperial trading ship that is getting repairs done to the main mast and is supposed to, I overheard some sailors talking and saying they're going to have to be in town for the next 4 days. So I don't know, maybe Glendar, he went to go look at the ship or something and maybe almost got caught. I'm not sure. He kept me kind of out of the loop because he wanted to protect me. So, but I do know there is an Imperial Trading Company ship that is at the docks of Leowyn being repaired.
Okay, Gris mentioned, he says, one second, I've got an idea. Rings of Telepathy.
Okay.
I would like to basically ask, just through the rings in general, Vilvendar, Gris, I'm Gris.
Yes, yes.
Wow. Well, Vilmandar, Reed, you guys got the rings on?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, you sound a little bit worse for wear. So, currently over at the Hunter's place, he's doing okay. He's just resting up in bed. Got some new information here. Currently, there is a boat down by the docks, which is registered to the Imperial Trading Company. If you remember, Sapporo went onto a boat and went into the offices to find out what I was carrying.
When is it leaving?
It's in town for the next 4 days.
Good. Tomorrow. Not today. My head hurts.
I'm just wondering if one of you can go down and just scout the area out before me and Naystala make our way over to you guys tomorrow.
Well, since Reed is kind of incapacitated for this day, I guess I can do it.
My head just hurt. I'm not incapacitated, okay?
Okay.
Do you feel
and it's
for...
raining.
Yeah, it I just need cover. I just need someone just to go down there, scout it out, see if how many guys are standing guard, and maybe, obviously it's going to be evening, and shift will change from evening to night, so hopefully you guys can see an opening for us coming in the next couple of days where we can get on board and have a little scout around.
Give me one day and I'll have the information.
And since you're an Argonian, shouldn't rain not bother you at all?
Vilmandar, get out of my head.
But I like it in your head.
No. Oh, I'm taking this ring off.
So just to let you guys know, the docks are like open to anybody. You literally could just go walk down there and there's tents set up for little, you know, people that are selling fresh fish and stuff like that. So,
however, before I do that, before I go down to the docks, mm-hmm. I have a chest.
You do have a chest.
Well, a crate God. Of some sort.
A crate, yes.
That needs to be
opened. I totally
opened.
Forgot about that. Yeah.
And I also have a ring. I have no idea what does.
That's also true.
Oh my God.
There's a mage guild.
Fuck the mage guild.
Okay.
I will like to open the chest to see what's in an alleyway.
Okay. You that's find sketchy. An alleyway that's like in the market area. It's just like behind a few buildings and where did you find... Wait, remind me, where did you find the box?
In the main room where we found the hunter, there was a chest with another chest inside.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck.
Wow.
Okay.
I completely forgot about that.
I forgot. Okay, are you going to check for traps? I don't know why I ask you this. I should have just let you open it.
Yes.
Okay, check for traps.
That's a 21.
All right, with a 21, you're like rotating the box around, and it's like you could hold it in one hand, but it's easier to handle with two hands. So you're like rotating around, and where like the top is, you can see that it's been sealed with like almost like a wax. And you know of a trap that you can make, like it's like a poisonous mist, and it's usually sealed with this similar wax, similar like this. And you recognize it to be that kind of trap. So when these traps, how they work, when you open up the box, a bunch of poison mist explodes out of it because it's a completely airtight sealed box. And so that's what makes it like combust when you open it. And it usually like melts away the face of the person that opens it.
Open
the Wonderful.
Box.
Let's disarm that first.
You, with a 21, you know there's not a good way to disarm this trap.
I was
going to
say,
you would have to come up with a clever way to like stay away from it to open it, and let the trap. This trap just has to go off. There's no real way of disarming it because of the way it's made.
Would I know how big the radius is?
Yeah, it's about a 5-foot radius. It's only like, it would only affect, if there was three people that had their faces like right over the box as it was opened, they would all die. But typically if it's just like one person that's standing there and there's like two people next to you a little ways away, about 5 feet away from you, they wouldn't be harmed.
So I have an idea to open the box, but obviously this is...
You're not there.
I'm not there.
Yeah. Philip and Dar would also have an idea, but is it like... Yeah. Is it like an explosion or is it just a poisonous gas?
It's kind of an explosion. Not like the box explodes, but it's kind of like Yeah, it kind of explodes upwards. Like, explosion's a bad word. Like, it doesn't explode. It just
disperses.
It's airtight. So, you know, like a bag of like potato crisp or chips or whatever you guys want to call them, and it's like airtight, and you open it, it has that little bit of a pop because it's it's sealed. Yeah. That's so exactly what it is. It's like
more of a poof, not a
Yes, it's more of a poof upwards. And there's no way to disarm it. You would have to like smash it with a rock from 5 feet away or something like that.
Well, luckily I can crawl up on a roof and drop it.
Yes, you could. You do have a climber's kit now too.
And since I'm a thief, I get no disadvantage on my climbing rolls, and I climb as fast as I walk on my normal run speed is. So
the building you're like sitting up against, you kind of look up and you can see some like stone sticking out like Assassin's Creed style. So let's roll to see how
fucking free running Argonian here.
Well, I'll take acrobatics and not athletics.
Yeah.
So
hardcore parkour. Acrobatics. You have to shout hardcore parkour.
Yeah, that's you're totally fine. You make it to the top of the roof. It's about two stories up.
Okay. How sturdy is the wood?
It's a pretty sturdy box. You would kind of think you might have to put some force behind this throw and not just like drop it on the ground from where you're at to make it pop open.
Fine. I will try and toss the box down on the street. When nobody's coming.
How hard are you going to, are you going to just drop it or are you going to like chuck it? Like what do you exactly want to do?
I'm just going to like, maybe this is a bad idea.
Yeah. Maybe.
You know what? I'm just gonna sit on the roof and look out on the docks for now.
Okay.
Just put the box down in my bag again. This was a bad idea.
You're like, so this is like a normal roof, obviously. Like it comes to a point, it has some chimneys on it, and you're like sitting there, like holding the box, and you're looking down the ground, and like, wait, maybe there's something fragile in here, and I should not just like toss this off.
This is a bad idea.
You gotta climb up to the top of the roof, and you look out and. Rainy day for as far as you can see, but you also do see a fairly large ship docked at the docks in Leowen.
Okay. I will keep an eye on that for the entire day.
Alrighty.
While I'll study the ring.
Okay.
If that works. I'll just
I'll get back to you on that. Yeah, you could just like start fidgeting with the ring, kind of like looking around to see if it has any like engravings or anything on it, which it does actually, because I've already told you it has it's a silver ring with green engravings all around the outside. But
never
so you're up there chilling.
The big question about the ring, he said he's fiddling with it. You never asked, did you try it on?
That's right, I didn't. We will jump back to Felvindar. You're standing outside the Mage's Guild. It's raining. You're under like, it's got like a balcony above you, so you're not getting wet. There's like a little porch and some tables outside. There's like, you see another elf reading a spell book. And then you kind of, you know, you see your typical stuff on a rainy day. There's not too many people out on the streets. You'll see a person here and there, like running from a building to a building with like a hood over his head or her head. And then of course you see some guards just standing out in the rain on their patrols.
And the master of the Mage's Guild here did not say any comment on the staff that's floating at my back?
No, he did not.
All right. Good. And yeah, since he knows that there is a ship at the docks right now, Philmond would go to the piers and have a closer look at it.
Yeah, so you start walking. The docks are located, you can't really see them on the actual map, but it's towards the south part of the town because that's getting close to opening up the sea. So you start walking towards the docks and you can definitely start hearing like what you would hear at the docks. And you kind of get to a... like some stairs that lead down to the actual dock district. And as you get to those stairs, you're greeted with the sight of an big, big Imperial trading ship. This is a ship that could sell out on open seas. It's a proper sized ship. You see, there are some tents. I actually can bring you over to this map. There's some tents with people, you know, selling fresh fish, stuff that fishermen would use, like fishing nets, crab cages, stuff like that. And it's still fairly busy. There's a couple smaller like fishing boats that are docked there as well. But the main thing that stands out is that big Imperial Trading Company ship. It's lined with cannons, and you instantly see two guards standing at like the entrance to the dock that leads to the little ramp that would lead up to the ship so you could actually board it. There are two followers of Reverly standing there. There is one with two swords. They're not holding, they're not out or anything. They're just standing there guarding. And then one with a battle axe.
Right. So just to remind myself of that, mm-hmm. the wife of the hunter told us about this, about the affairs of the Imperial Trading Company in this case, right?
Yeah, she said that the brothers asked the hunter to investigate the Imperial Trading Company, but she doesn't know if he was investigating the ship or if he was like making trips up to the Imperial City. Yeah,
and we don't know what exactly he was looking for.
No, you do not. He was just investigating it, and they said the brothers said something about like certain cargo they were carrying, maybe, but that's as much as she knows. You would have to wait until the hunter wakes up for like.
Right. Yeah. Then I would just let me drop myself real quick, and then I would just kind of roam the area and observing who's going where and if there's any traffic going on that ship.
There is. You can see shipwrights, people with, you know, there's people constantly taking wood up there, and it's definitely, you definitely can tell it's being repaired. You're not sure exactly where the repairs are taking place, but you know it's on the ship somewhere. You can hear hammers hitting nails into wood. You hear somebody yelling on the ship, like barking orders to do this, do that. Oh, put the wood here, the plank. We need some planks over here. There's a hole over here. You hear kind of like that sort of conversations going on. And as you're kind of like just browsing some fresh fish and kind of like peeking over and stuff like every now and then. And you see, how are you going to like spend the afternoon here?
Yeah.
Okay. So throughout the afternoon, probably on the mark of every hour, like it's almost a little too perfect, and you being intelligent and just kind of being able to pick up on certain things, you're like, this seems a little out of place, but it's two people that are carrying a rectangular box. It seems like whatever is in the box is fairly heavy because it seems like they're struggling it. And the two men that you keep seeing taking these exactly the same boxes are big guys, and they seem to kind of like, you can tell there's something heavy in them. Okay, the boxes, so they're all... if you would have to guess, the box is about 6 feet long and 4 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
Roughly?
And every hour there's another of these packages coming.
You see these two big brutes of guys walk onto the ship. They're on the ship for 20 to 30 minutes and they walk back down. They walk off somewhere you don't see. They're gone for another 20 to 30 minutes. And then sure enough, they come walking back with the exact same box.
And I cannot follow them to where they pick up the crates.
I mean,
the boxes, right?
You more than welcome to.
What? I mean, because you said I don't know where they go to.
Yeah,
when they
just based off of
box.
Like where you're at. Like if you wanted to move. So on the map, they move off to the left behind the tent, the red and white tent,
mm-hmm.
By the big crane. And they like walk through the passage and then behind there. But if you are trying to follow them.
Yes, I would like to try.
Okay. You need to roll a sneak check, and it's not necessarily to be sneaky. It's more to blend in with the crowd of people, because there aren't. If it was a sunny day, this place would be packed and busy, and I wouldn't make you roll. But it's raining, and there's not too many people out on the docks. Right. So this is not to be sneaky. It's more to just blend in and look like a normal person. That's.
I will use my inspiration for that.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
Would I be able to see this happening as well? Since I'm sitting on the roof looking out.
Aren't you several houses away?
You could definitely, just by from like the location of the docks and the market, there'd be some buildings in front that you can see like certain parts of the docks, but you don't have a very good view. If you wanted to move closer and climb another building, then yes, but from where you're at right now, no, you'd have to move to get like full bird's eye view.
I'll wait with that.
Okay.
It's not good time in the middle of the day to scope out something.
Yeah, and it's just for you guys, no, it's probably like 11-ish, getting close to noon right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, Felvindar, roll me a stealth check.
13. 11,
or 13, yes. That's fine. You see them coming off the ship. And they make their way and you kind of start walking. They come off the docks and they're getting past like the front of the ship. You start walking and you kind of walk over to the tent with the red and white striped top. And you start looking at brows or like wares again. And again, it's just like it's fresh fish, fresh crab, fresh seafood.
Like the following parts of the Assassin's Creed missions. Yes,
that's exactly what you're doing right now. And there's already some people there looking and buying some stuff, and you kind of just fade into the crowd and you see them walk farther, and there's like this big warehouse that you could presume to hold like supplies for rebuilding ships. You see them walk into it. The warehouse also has two guards of Reverly. These two guys have halberds. Then they walk in. They're in there for 20 to 30 minutes and they walk out with a crate. They walk right past you, don't even give you any time of day. They're focused on not dropping these crates, and you see them go back on the ship.
See, so it's like a big warehouse.
Yes, it's a big warehouse, and actually it's one of those, like, you guys know in real life where they build ships, it's like they have
a
like
dry dock.
Big Yeah, it's somewhere that you would build ships, but it's so big that you could presume that they hold like goods and boxes of trading and stuff in there. And
it's so like the scene from kind of Indiana Jones with the Lost Ark of all the boxes in a big warehouse.
Yeah, sure. It's a big warehouse that holds a lot of things, but also is the main place where ships are built, or if a ship is really badly damaged and like has hull integrity and is sinking, they would put it in there so it doesn't sink and they could fix the bottom of the ship or do whatever they need to do.
Right. So I would choose myself a spot there to wait, and through telepathy I would call out to Reed. Hey Reed, are you there? Do you hear me?
Reed doesn't have the ring on.
Yeah, he took that off. So you get no response. You're on your own for right now, little buddy. I will let you know, there is like a small little restaurant kind of deal on the dock district, and it's an outdoor patio where you would eat, but it's covered. It's got perfect sight of, it would be like right, you can't see it on the map, but it would be like right in the middle, like looking out to the big ship.
Then I would go there and observe the warehouse. I kind of had the idea of telling Reed that I need his help to infiltrate this warehouse. But since he's not... I will just go.
Well, you know I'm at the docks somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere, but that's of no use to me right now.
So you take a seat. A waitress comes up and asks if you would like any food or any drinks.
Yeah, some food and ale would be good.
All right. So she returns back to inside the restaurant and then comes back out with like a plate of some vegetables and some meat and bread and cheese and then a bottle of ale. And she leaves it to you, and you sit there and enjoy your meal and kind of just absorb it. And you don't really see anything different, except that it seems like after you count like 10 boxes that have been loaded, there's a break and you haven't seen them come back. They are not on the ship. You saw them walk back to that warehouse. The two guys that have been carrying the boxes that you
have. With the halberds.
No, these are just the burly guys that were carrying the boxes that you saw.
I see.
They came off the ship and then went back into that warehouse, but they have not returned out with any more boxes. So you could either presume that they're either one taking a break or they're done loading those boxes.
Time is kind of running out.
Yeah, and by now it's probably like 4 p.m.
And this is time I start moving closer to the ship.
Okay. Do you want
on the roofs.
To stay? Okay, that's what I was going to ask. There's only one part that you know you just, there's not a rooftop. You can make it like almost to the, you see a roof that would be perfect. Like the chimney's just big enough for you to hide behind. It's not too steep of a roof, so you could actually sit down and it's got the perfect overview, but you would have to get back down on the ground to get there.
Sure, I'll do that then.
Okay.
Well, and then crawl up that way.
Yeah. I'm not even going to make you roll. You just make sure you do it carefully and you do it. So you get up and you can't see where Phil Vendar is because he's under a, like a balcony, obviously, but you see the two followers of Reverly that the is standing at the docks, like the dock that leads to the ramp that would go up to the Imperial trading ship. And you can see the workers hard at work on the ship. You can definitely tell that they are repairing like the main mass of the ship and some other pieces here and there. Like you can tell one of the back stairs that leads up to where the steering wheel of the ship is getting repaired and fully rebuilt. And then like they're replacing a door to the captain's quarters, or what you would presume to be the captain's quarters. And that's really it. You see some people buying fresh food and stuff like that, and watch a fishing boat leave from the docks and then another one come in and dock up where that one just left, kind of thing. But you don't see anything out of the ordinary.
How is the security around the anchor hole?
There's two anchor holes. There's one that on both sides of the ship. The one on the left side, both of them are down, by the way, in the water. Mm-hmm. So the one that would be by the big crane that would lift like big boxes that people can't carry onto ships, there's no guards around that side.
Okay, will I be able to crawl up that way if it was dark
without getting spotted? Oh yeah, you could definitely crawl up. I mean, it's a big, think of like a battleship's anchor chain. It's very easy to climb. Yes, I would make you roll for it to make sure you don't slip or anything, because yes, it's water and it's been raining. The rain actually has stopped now, but it's still like you can hear thunder off in the distance, and but it's not raining anymore.
Okay.
But yeah, you presume, at least with the guard shifts right now, because it seems to be pretty light, especially on the ship, because there's a lot of workers running around and there's a lot of people like carrying wood, and the guards would just get in the way. You can tell that there is two more followers of Reverly that are at the very back, not on the top where like the steering wheel is, but there's a level between that and then it comes down one level and then comes down another level onto like the main deck. They are on that middle deck talking with each other. From what you've seen so far, you definitely know one's a mage and one has just a sword.
Okay.
When this is happening after some time that Philvandar got his meal there, you would presume that they are done loading the cargo on the ship. And then he would go back to this, to the port here where the ship is.
Okay.
Is there any chance that he runs into Reed?
No, Reed is on a rooftop that is overlooking the docks.
I see. So Philvandar might not see him, but maybe Reed can see Philvandar.
Yeah, if you walk,
when he's walking around here.
If you're walking around there, you definitely can see, Reed would be able to see Philvandar.
Well, I will put on the ring.
What up, Tell AMD? Them. Sort of.
Thermanda, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, you finally got your ring back on.
I can see you in broad daylight. What the fuck are you doing?
I could have used your help earlier. I'm investigating on this ship here. They seem to have loaded some suspicious cargo on the ship. I don't know what it is, but they brought it to the ship from some warehouse here to the west.
Okay, but it's on the ship right now, right?
It is on the ship, yes, and we must know what it is.
Yes.
You think you can infiltrate it?
Yes, but not now. Wait till it gets dark. God damn it.
I mean, it's not suspicious at all that I'm here at the daylight. There's a market here, after all.
How long have you been there?
How much time has passed?
You probably got down there around, like, 11-ish, and it's 4 now, so you've been here for quite a while. But you have spent the majority of the time sitting at a table drinking ale and eating food.
A few hours.
The fuck?
What is it?
If they don't know that some... Well, you can be sure that they know you know... that they know you're there.
Why would they suspect me of anything?
Have you done anything? Anything that looked like you were scoping out the ship?
I blended in with the people, so I don't think they would have noticed.
Well, they definitely know you're there, since you've been there for more than 4 hours. Just saying.
I mean, you can spend an afternoon at the market.
Yes,
we will wait until nightfall.
I will let you know this. In my line of work, people tend to notice who is on that place at that point. So they will definitely know that you were there. Just not what you're doing, but they would know you were there. So if you're continuously coming back, something might be up with that. Just letting you know. So,
yeah, it's all right. It's my first time here, and I don't intend to do that every day.
Now let me work.
I'm taking leaving off the ring again.
God damn it.
How's that ring going?
You definitely... How are you trying to, like, figure out? Or do have you put it on? Do you
to
want
start
to put
with,
it on?
I'll try to decipher the text. If I
okay. Roll a history check.
Okay. There. History. Wow. Wasn't that hard?
Negative one.
Hey!
That's a one.
That's a one. Yay! I have no idea.
No, yeah, you can't. It's not a language. You know that much. It's symbols. But you have no idea what those symbols mean.
Not the thief's...
There is actually one, and I will tell you this because you're just who you are. There's one that almost looks like a thieves guild symbol, but it's not, but it looks fairly similar.
Then I will try to study the magic of the ring.
The what of the ring?
The magic of the ring, if it's okay. At all magic.
Roll an arcana check for me. What you get a natural.
And it's
a
17. Ooh.
You definitely know this is a magical ring.
Okay.
Like, as you're spinning it around, you're kind of like rubbing it, and you kind of like rub your thumb across one of the the engravings, and the green around it glows ever so slightly.
And
kind of like the Lord of the Rings ring, when you put it in fire, It kind of glows with the elvish writing on it. Does the exact same thing.
Ooh.
But the engravings don't ever disappear like the Lord of the Rings ring does. So,
well, for the third thing, I will like to take it on.
Okay. You put it on, but you don't notice anything.
That's fine.
You feel like something happened. But you look at your hands are there, you feel fine, you don't feel sick, you're not getting harmed. You know something happened, but you just don't know what happened.
At least it's not cursed, for what I know. And I'll scope out the ship until around 9
okay.
p.m. or so. And yes,
real
I
fast, I've been with you guys for a while. Now, Gris, is there anything you want to do, or are you just going to hang out and rest up at Vila's house all day?
Oh, no, I'm just hanging out and saying really, really bad flirting with Lisa.
Yeah.
It's really awkward. Sitting around. You don't want to hear any of this.
Yeah. Vila makes you guys a really good lunch with like fresh rabbit and fresh vegetables and a nice stew. And then, you know, throughout the day, she starts a stew for dinner in case, you know, Felvindar and Reed show up and want food. And, but yeah, that's what's happening. Okay, perfect. So, Reed, we'll just go right back to you. It's 9 o'clock now. You said you wanted to wait until about 9 o'clock. It would have gotten darker earlier because of the forecast of today. It's been really cloudy and stuff. So it started getting pretty dark about 7. But now that it's 9, the sun is completely down and it is pretty dark. There are all the workers went home for the day. But there are, I guess I should rearrange these guys. So you can see that now there's like not a patrol, but people have walked around. Now the only people that are on the ship are followers of Reverly. There is one guy holding a crossbow at the very front that's just kind of looking at the docks and the market. The guy with the dual swords are still down at the entrance to the dock that leads up to the ramp that would take you onto the ship. There is a guy with a short sword that would be on the level above where the crossbow guy is. And then two more people on the main deck and that mage is still on that middle deck at the back. And that's it.
Okay.
And I will also say I'm not going to continuously do this because I'm not going to move these guys around in patrol formations. The guy, this guy right here, that's above the crossbow, he's kind of doing like a triangle, like the form of the ship almost. And he's just kind of, he'll like walk to the front, stand there for a bit, walk to the side where one of the sets of cannons are, stand there a bit, walks to the stairs that leads up to his platform, you know, does like a patrol. And then same with everybody else. They're not just stationary except for the guy with the dual swords on the ground and the guy with the crossbow. Those are the only two people that aren't moving.
Okay. So I will come in from the left, go away, like a fairly decent away or distant away from the ship, jump in the water and then start swimming to the ship. Like stealth.
That's fine. I'm not going to make you roll stealth until you start. If you do want to climb up the chain,
I will climb up the chain.
Okay. That is the first stealth roll. So roll that and then a acrobatics as well to see how well you climb up.
Okay, so that is a sneaky 20 as fuck. Stealth.
Do you still have the ring on, by the way?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I would like to use
luck on that acrobatics check so I can roll again.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah,
that's with a 22 instead.
Okay, yeah. With a 10, you would have fell off. Yeah. So you make it all the way to the top and you're like about to pull yourself over and you kind of like start to watch the guard that is walking on his patrol. And I'm guessing you want to, do you want to get up on that deck when obviously like his back is turned?
So I'm thinking if it's a big ship, the anchor will not go all the way up to the deck, but more into the hull. Somewhere.
Yes. Yeah. So it's
Hole big enough for me to fit through?
No, but is a murder hole that like you would stick a cannon out. It's not open, but that you'd be able to like reach out and try to open it if you wanted to try to do that.
Sure.
Okay.
I'll try that.
I'm not gonna make you roll yet. It's not unlocked. You start to open it and you can kind of see inside and you don't, from hanging off a chain and holding up a trap door, not a trap door, but a door that a cannon would slide out of, you only can see like a very, very small window. So you can't hear anybody walking down there, but you are not for sure if anybody is, like if you jump through that, you're not sure if somebody's right there or not.
Well, you gotta take a chance.
Yeah, you do. Okay, I'll try and get acrobatics in. To try to get in.
That's a 21.
Yeah, you do like some fucking hardcore parkour shit and like flip your way in there somehow. You like flip out and then like grab in and swing on the door and like feet first, like whoop, and then the door closes perfectly. And like the guard up top, like looks over because he heard the door close, but he's like, must have been the wind.
What else would he say?
Yeah, right. So as you enter in, this is like the very first deck that you'd walk down. It's lined with cannons, cannonballs. It's that deck. It's like the fighting deck, right? There's nobody in on this floor. You see a pair of stairs that lead up and down right in the middle of the floor.
Okay. I will try the stairs down first while sneaking.
Yeah, I'm still going to say your 20 is still in effect, right, for now at least. You walk to the stairs. You can hear two people talking down below. They're going on about the fucking rain and how this is putting them back, having to stay in Leowen for 4 days, and the fucking master's not going to be too happy, but it's not their fault that they got attacked by pirates and yada yada yada.
Okay, I will stay up top for on that fighting deck for now.
Okay,
I would like to. I still have my bell.
Yeah, yeah.
I would like to ring my bell.
Okay.
Oh, at the front of this, like up where? on top of the stairs. Leading down.
At the top of the stairs that are leading down.
I got you. Ring the bell and then quickly move over to one of the sides, hiding behind a cannon maybe or a box.
Okay. I would say that would be appropriate to roll a stealth for the hide. So, yeah, go for that.
Can I don't know if I get advantage, but can I do it?
See, I'm kind of thinking you would.
Okay.
Because how I see it is this is like the fighting deck. So there's not really, there's like one candle lit at the stairs so people can see, oh fuck, here's the stairs. But the rest of the room is not lit. So we'll say you get the advantage on that. You're okay. Hidden. You ring your bell and both of them, you can hear both of them say, huh? What was that? I don't know. You go check it out. Why do I always have to check it out? Because I checked out the last noise. That was just a crap. Oh, fine. And so you hear somebody start coming up the stairs, and a light is coming with him. So he has a torch in his hand. Well, not a torch. I'm sorry. A lantern. He walks up and he says, boys, anybody down here? And he's kind of like shining the light around the room. And he like steps up and passes the cannon you're hiding behind and is like walking towards the front of the ship where you are not.
Okay. What does he look like? Is it the Revelant or the guy?
Yes, it's another follower of Reverly. He's wearing light armor, but has a sword, short sword.
Okay. Okay, I'd like to sneak up in front of the stairs again.
Okay.
And drop ball bearings.
Perfect. On like the first stair or?
Yeah, leading down.
Because, yeah, if you were like just to empty your bag, that would make a lot of fucking noise. But if you want to just do it, like place them on that very first stair, then yeah, you're fine. Okay. So you
and
do
then
that.
Sneak back.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not going to make you roll again for stealth. Still kind of implied. So he's like, must have been the wind. Starts walking back and he takes a step on the first step. He's like, and his foot slips out and you just hear a crashing sound. I need to roll for something though.
If he dies.
High or low, boys. I'm gonna make you all choose this high or low on a d20 that I just rolled. You can't see what I just rolled, can you?
No.
Okay. Yeah, high or low.
High.
Oh. Damn it.
Group decision. This is group decision. Do you
Witcher
guys want high
is,
or low?
Witcher is the decided vote. I say
okay,
high,
yeah.
Best
There's
is
three
low.
Of you. It's perfect. Witcher, it's on your shoulders, high or low. We have high. One low, one high. Okay, so two highs. Okay, Reed, you hear a crashing sound. And you hear a moan. Oh, fuck. And you hear his buddy say, oh, the lantern. Oh, no. There's a pile of... And then you hear an explosion.
Oh!
And Phil Vendar, are you still at the docks?
Yes.
You see out of the side of a ship a giant hole in fire just shoot out the side of the ship. And you start hearing people. Okay, Reed, you start smelling smoke instantly. What happened? The guy fell down with his lantern, landed on the lantern, broke the lantern, and it started catching fire. They had a bunch of barrels of oil down there that blew up. Now the ship is catching fire.
Well, Reed is a terrorist.
The people up top start coming down.
Like in the followers chaos, of Red, really. Yeah, in this yes. chaos, I would
well,
like
to yeah, move there's to a the giant explosion. They're like, what the fuck?
I would like to move to the front of the ship again, if okay. I can, without being seen, and jump out of the way I came in and just down in the water and just start swimming under the water and just away from this shit.
Oh, fuck. Okay, roll another stealth check.
Oh, fuck.
What would have happened if it would have been the other role? Okay.
The ship wouldn't have caught fire. 16, wow. You're fine. Like, the door closes right, like, the little trap door that you came in. Not trap door, the little cannon door. You get on the outside, and it closes right as the first guy comes down. And you can just hear inside, oh, fuck! There's a... Yeah. What? And... You just hear them in like a disarray of panic. Get water. There's a hole.
I'll just jump in the water at this point because I don't think they're gonna hear me jumping into water.
You start hearing an alarm go off, like a guy's hitting a bell really loud. And so, Felvindar, you see a couple more followers of Reverly come out of the warehouse and start running to the ship to try to help put out the fire. And at this point, like, what blew up was barrels of oil. So that side of the ship started to catch fire very quickly.
I'll just start swimming away and just like getting up on the dock further away, like a lot further away.
Did Felvindar see Reed jump out of the boat? I'm just curious.
No.
Okay.
So I like to slip on my ring of telepathy when I get on the shore again.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Yeah, you get back to shore. Anybody that's in the general, like, this explosion was so loud, it probably woke up half the town.
Oof.
Yeah.
The moment I get up on the shore and put on the ring, it's like, Felvindar, what the fuck did you do?
What? You were the one who went on that ship. What happened?
I was not on this ship.
Oh. Roll a deception.
I didn't do anything.
Hold on. Roll deception. Reed.
That's a 9.
You, Felvindar, could tell just because you guys have been traveling and you were all childhood friends that he's definitely lying.
And you can see he's wet.
Hey, I'm not near him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are you trying? Good point. Do you think I'm a fool?
I just came here.
And this was just all a coincidence. Now that you took a swim, the ship exploded.
I didn't take a swim. I have not been in the water.
Why are you so wet then?
Well, again.
Oh, no, actually, yeah, telepathy. You don't see him. Yeah.
You're not together.
Yeah, this far away. It's through the ring of the telepathy. That's why.
I have not been swimming. I have not been at the ship. What the fuck happened? All I heard was an explosion.
I don't know what happened, man.
Well, I think the ship is in this dock for more than 4 days now.
Well, at least it bought us some time. Hopefully none of that cargo was damaged. We can still learn what it is.
Yeah. About that. I think that might have been the place where the cargo was stored. That deck. So, yeah.
The question now is, was the cargo the explosive stuff itself, or was it something else?
I can tell you it looks like oil.
Was that explosion, you guys?
What?
We heard a bang back at the house. We heard a bang back at the house, dude.
I didn't do anything.
We literally...
It wasn't me. It was not me.
Me and Nasala are standing on the porch looking out over the bay. And there's a big smoke cloud coming out from the town. We hear a bang.
Yeah, I can see that too.
I asked you guys.
I just got to you guys.
I asked you guys if you could like look at the place. I didn't ask you to like blow shit up.
Neither did I.
Reed, I'm thinking about you.
Go ahead if you wanted to continue.
I was just gonna say it. Reed, now We've known each other a long time.
It was not me.
Swear on your gold tip.
I see what you did there.
Can I make an inside check?
Well, Felvindar, you already know he's lying.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Chris, you don't know.
One thing is, I definitely didn't set fire to the ship.
But you had something to do with it.
Felvindar, you know he's telling the truth when he says he did not set the fire.
Yeah, I believe you, but you have played some part in it, didn't you?
I might have tripped a guy down the stairs.
Oh my god.
Inside of the ship.
Oh my god.
How could I know that they had so much oil in there?
Oh my god.
As you guys are having this conversation, Felvindar is sitting there, or standing there, looking at a ship that's burning. He has a expressionless face, just like, yep, that sounds about right. As one of the smaller masts catch on fire and fall over because it's burnt and it can't hold itself anymore, will they burn the stuff they needed to find in this ship? I don't know. I guess we'll find out next time. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll catch you on the next episode.